Welcome to Vote with Power Podcast 85. Our topic today is to close our southern border. We need to drain the swamp and fire Biden and Mayorkas. Those two people are accomplices, at best allowing people to come in, and at worst are promoting violent crimes. My name's Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I'm the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life in the future in America. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for the purpose of fixing our government and changing the directions our politicians are taking our country. Our open border is allowing murderers, thieves, drug traffickers, gang members, human traffickers, rapists, child molesters, all are free-flowing into our country. Look at the number of violent crimes happening all over our country by illegal aliens who don't belong in our country. Your family is at risk. Politicians are trading those risks for votes, which means some politicians are willing to allow your family members to be killed or maimed just for a few votes. This is illegal, unethical, immoral, stupid, and politics over people's lives. The open border is a violation of our Constitution and criminal justice system. Those politicians who have caused this problem and those who aren't doing anything about it need to be thrown out of office. This invasion of our country by a few is a sign of a dictatorship or oligarchy running our country. We the people better take charge and stop this dangerous insanity. Even if all 10 million illegals come into the country, who are nice people and want to be citizens and have the potential for being a good member of our society, there's no way America can financially support all these people and still survive itself. Both sides of the political aisle keep claiming no one is above the law. If they told the truth, they would start to say no one is above the law except politicians and their family members. If politicians won't do their jobs to represent the people and make all American lives better and safer, the people better start draining the swamp. Joe Biden causes and is supporting the open border and allow with that violent crimes against Americans. The House of Representatives is holding a hearing on suspected money Biden's family got from bribery and favors. These monies have come from the worst enemies that we have. The head of the committee claimed that they have bank records providing and proving Biden's family members got millions of dollars for zero legal products or services they sold. If this is true, why don't need to ongoing hearings and ongoing hearings and ongoing hearings. All we have to do if we have factual bank records, get the results to close the border by locking up Joe Biden and his family. Congress needs to quit playing politics and the good old boy system is over. The Congress needs to take the Al Capone and John Getty route. That is, they couldn't catch them on all the disrupt, illegal, unethical behaviors they were doing, but they got caught for tax evasion. So if the Bidens got millions, the only question to answer is, can we prove it? And did they pay taxes on that money? If not, lock them up. If you got $1 million and didn't pay taxes on the money, what would you get? Prison time. In the event we have proof that we have a two-tier justice system and application of our laws, we need to take the FBI, DOJ, and IRS and drain their swamps. No more political card passing for criminals and crimes that our politicians commit. They are not above the law. They are not better than you and I. They are our employees. No more members of Congress siding with and hiding the truth about members of their own party just to protect them. No more members of Congress tiptoeing around unethical, immoral, and illegal speech and activities. Free speech is another reason to drain the swamp. For example, Adam Schiff, while back, declared he had absolute proof from a witness that there was Russian collusion. He lied, cost the Americans millions and millions of dollars and many years, which harmed the amount of accomplishments our president could have made and also polarized the American people. Yet he is still in Congress and running for Senate in the next election. He needs to be in jail. Chuck Schumer, standing on the steps of the Supreme Court and claiming harm to one of our Supreme Court justices, he's still in office and he should be in jail. Jamie Raskin, who was on the January 6th committee looking into impeachment, did everything he could do to impeach and have proof of insurrection, much of what was unethical and immoral to punish and ruin the life of Donald Trump. That committee was made up of all Trump haters, and they closed the doors. They only took the witnesses they wanted to talk to and didn't allow the defense to have any discussion or come into the meeting. Raskin's recently stated that the hearing that's going on in the House of Representatives Oversight Committee to find out if Biden's family is corrupt, Raskin said in the hearing, are political circus. He should know his political comments are from one of the biggest clowns in our government. He should be fired. This is an example of not only immoral, unethical, but immature behavior. Only a child or immature person would make a judgment on their opinionated statements before the hearing was completed and we don't even have the facts. Where is our Constitution? Does it give politicians the right to give out premature and potentially harming information to the public? The answer is nowhere. This is true politics. Demean, name call, and lie about what's going on instead of working on America's problems and Americans' lives to be safer and better. We must drain the swamp. These examples do not have the purpose of picking apart one party over the other. They are the recent most appalling examples I could find. If the Republicans have immoral and unethical members, they also need to be fired and in jailed. I didn't find many examples of Republicans because they don't do their job either, but they stay silent. The public's easiest route to draining the swamp is to communicate through a unified front to get politicians to represent their votes and what is needed and right for the people. If they don't do that, the people have the right to vote them out. Next, after doing the vote out, is better screening of the candidates that we want the right skills, knowledge, and experience instead of what political party they belong to. Wake up, American voters. Then we need to start to vote with power by staying informed and involved through a communication loop that you can find on votewithpower.org that keeps the influence in our government in the hands of the people. If you have interest in a tool to drain the Washington swamp, please visit votewithpower.org, listen to some other podcasts, and join the Civil War of 24. It's the movement. Become part of the solution to smash the power of politics over the power of people. Draining the Washington swamp will remove the stench of politics and give it a wonderful aroma generated by democracy and freedom.